Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local DC Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. So, what are the 5 ideas that Gary Vaynerchuk shares about gratitude? Let's find out. Hi there, Gratitude Seeker, and welcome to a new episode based on the words of people you know that are big believers in the power of gratitude. You can hear words of wisdom from Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Brené Brown, Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, Jennifer Lopez, Maya Angelou, Denzel Washington, and now Gary V, or Gary Vaynerchuk. The purpose of this kind of episode is to learn from the best, from those people that we admire and that inspire us, to explore their perspective on gratitude and see how we can implement it in our life as well. Please hit the follow button right now to make sure you're going to get all of these amazing nuggets of wisdom as soon as they come out. Gary Vaynerchuk was born on November 14th, 1975, in the Soviet Union. At the age of 3, he immigrated with his family in the United States. He is a Belarusian-American entrepreneur, author, speaker, and internet personality. He is the co-founder of the restaurant reservation software company Resy and Empathy Wines. First known as a wine critic who expanded his family's wine business, Gary is now more known for his work in digital marketing and social media as the chairman of the New York-based communications company VaynerX. What I love about Gary is that, in spite of his colorful language, he's educating a group of people that aren't really that easy to get to about important values like empathy, kindness, and gratitude. He is one of the reasons why I persevered so much with the podcast. It's actually harder than it looks to post each week, to be consistent, to show up every time. And the fact that he showed me through his own example that this is possible, that inspired me to do the same. He recorded over 1,000 wine tasting episodes talking about his passion and helping his family's business. So without further ado, let's look at this first idea from Gary V. I'm almost certain that you never thought about this, and it's a perspective that is really hard to wrap your head around it, but still it's really, really powerful.
The problem is that people just don't have perspective, right? They don't understand that it's impossible to be a human being. Like, it's impossible. Right. Like, that's the rarest in the world. And so they just people taking for granted. Do you know you're more likely to win the lottery 10 times than be alive? 400 trillion to one. That's how rare it is to be a human being. Everybody in this room is likely to get hit by lightning 7 times, more likely than being alive. That's crazy.
So have you ever thought about this? I personally love the principle behind it. The fact that just being alive is something that we can be grateful for. That it's not something to be taken for granted, and it's something that's really rare. We tend to take for granted the things that we're used to, the things that we got accustomed to, that were always there. We just don't know another reality. And from this point of view, this is quite interesting because we only know this possibility of being alive. But what if we're the lucky ones? We are the ones that are alive, when the probability of receiving alive is so slim. I don't know, it's just something that we can think about. And his perspective is definitely full of passion and conviction. He really believes he's really lucky just to be alive, just to be part of the lucky ones that got to have a life. It definitely makes you think, doesn't it? What if we're the lucky ones? How would we live our life? How would we do things differently? And one thing that Gary is certain is that we would complain less. He's very fierce about this idea and about the fact that we should complain less. That we are so lucky and we're so blessed that we really don't have reasons to complain.
My lack of interest in complaining is so high. And when I watch what people complain about, it breaks my heart because they completely lack perspective. And I genuinely believe my happiness and optimism comes from my perspective. Even in political unrest times like right now, a lot of people are very bent out of shape. But the reality is that it's just never been better to be a human being. That's just the truth. That's just data. That's reality.
He makes a good point, right? We are living in the best possible time here on Earth. I guess we're lucky from this point of view as well. Now, I would like to make a distinction between complaining and venting. I don't think it's healthy to repress, to not express those things that hurt us, that make us feel bad. That's why I believe venting can be good if it's not a habit, if it's not something that we do too much of, and if we get perspective on things, as Gary Vee shares.
I love when people are like, easy for you now. No, from the get. I cried when I got 2 Star Wars figures instead of 1 when I was 6 because I couldn't believe my parents could afford to do that. Like, I'm grateful. Gratitude. Like, somebody's always got it worse. That's how I think about this. You have to stay grateful. You can't take things for granted. We have so much abundance in the world, so much opportunity, and too many people are crying about what they don't have instead of being so deeply grateful for what they have.
I think in this idea that Gary Vaynerchuk shared, the main shifting point is where we focus our energy, how we compare. I think it's part of being human to compare. It's really hard to stop this habit, to really not compare anymore. But the things that we do when we compare are what make a huge difference in our life. If we compare and we feel bad about our own situation, that others have it better, we feel bad. We feel that we are less than them. We feel unlucky. We feel that we don't have enough. We feel that we're not good enough. And if we can't stop doing that, the trick here is to admire when we compare. It's to feel good, to feel happy, to feel grateful for other people's abundance, for other people's good luck, good fortune. As we will resonate with that, it will bring it closer to us as an experience. So if you compare yourself to someone else, make sure you admire those things. You have a good perspective on it. Something like, that's possible. It might be possible for me as well. What if I could look so good? Or what if I could be that rich? What if I could afford that experience? Feel their joy, if it's there, of course. And this is very important to do, because if we are envious, if we are choosing negative thoughts about these people, we're just telling our subconscious that if we're ever going to be in their position, other people are going to have the same kind of thoughts towards us. And in most cases, we really don't want that. We want to be accepted socially. We don't want people to reject us or to think negative thoughts about us. So in many cases, we just sabotage our own success because of the way we see successful people. But I went a little bit on a tangent with this. The point is that if we're able to control the way we compare, we can compare upwards or downwards. We can also choose to compare ourselves with people that have less. Understand that we have it better, that we are blessed, and maybe even help them. Many times we realize how abundant we are, how rich we are, when we're donating. So while we're not the richest, the most beautiful, the most perfect people in the world, we can still see ourselves as one of the lucky ones, as one of the blessed ones.
Perspective. And once you see gratitude and opportunity, life is fun. You get to decide if you're gonna dwell and play prevent defense, or if you're gonna see opportunity and be grateful and go on offense.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. According to the EPA, indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases up to 100 times more polluted. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally. We are fortunate enough to live outside the city with easy access to it and a green meadow view outside the window. The not so fortunate part is that when we open the windows, we can hear all the constant traffic close to us and the air quality isn't the best. Aside from that, our neighbors have a passion for using all kinds of fossil fuel motors to build or cut grass. I love doing breath work. I'm sure you do too. And it's in those moments when you breathe deeply that you become aware of the quality of the air you breathe and how important it actually is. So what's the solution? Introducing an air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold, and even bacteria and viruses, so your lungs don't have to. All Air Doctor purifiers also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than ordinary air purifiers. Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code GRATITUDE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code GRATITUDE. So even though Gary's talking mostly about business, this applies to life in general. When we are fearful, when we are defensive, when we have a perspective that's focused on the lack, we don't really see the opportunities that we have, the resources that we have at hand. For instance, one of the ideas that I loved most from Gary Vee is finding what you're really good at instead of focusing on all of the things that you're bad at, that you're not so good at, and going all in. Using that gift that you were given, appreciate it to the best of your abilities, and not dwell on the things that you're not that good at. And here's a great example of that from Gary Vee.
What drives you to do what you do and just keep moving and don't stop what you're doing?
The gratitude for that situation. I'm completely driven by gratitude. Mm-hmm. Do you know how grateful I am? Like, do you know, what did I do? My parents had sex at this one moment and created me. Like, I'm being serious. I'm just grateful. Like, I have such a good thing going. People like it. I like it. It's so good. But like, what did I do? Like, do you know how lucky I was that I was an immigrant? Do you know how much I'm driven by a chip on my shoulder? Do you know how lucky I got that I was 4'11" when I went into freshman year of high school? Like, all these things went in my favor. I don't know, man. I'm driven by gratitude. Every morning I wake up and I'm just grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful.
So as you could hear, Gary isn't grateful just for the good things, for his qualities. He's also grateful for his life experience, for the fact that he's an immigrant, for the fact that he's alive, for the fact that he isn't that tall. All of those things led to him being the person he is today. And he didn't let himself down. He didn't let those things drag him. He focused on his qualities. He offered what he had. He offered his passion, his capacity to communicate, to be a great leader. And interestingly enough, people don't care that much about his, let's say, flaws or things that might have been an issue. So I want you to think about the things that you feel are dragging you down or that you're not good enough because of them. And realize that your gifts are bigger and stronger than them. Your light can shine brighter than all of your flaws. And people will see the light. And maybe at one point you will actually forget that the flaws actually existed because there's so much light and you shine so bright. And when you do that, you have the fuel for what you want to accomplish. Like Gary Vee says, he's driven by gratitude. When you're focused on the good things, on your qualities, on the good things that you want to accomplish, you don't have energy to focus on the bad things. You're just energized by those beautiful ideas, and you're not in that fearful, defensive state in which you're just wasting your energy on false evidence appearing real, as fear can be defined. And even if you feel like you've hit rock bottom, the answer from Gary Vee's perspective is simple.
When Gary hits rock bottom, what brings you back up? When you really hit it?
Gratitude.
And in case you want some ideas on what you can be grateful for, he's also sharing quite a few in this next short bit.
Family time, your health, you know, living in America.
Access to clean water.
Food on the table.
A roof over your head.
I'm grateful for everything I have. We lack gratitude. You understand that, right?
I'm trying to get people to practice reframing their perspective. I practice gratitude every day.
One of the things that I find really interesting about what he's sharing is that he's not saying that he's so grateful for his net worth of $200 million, but he's talking about those things that we can all feel grateful for and that can fuel us, that can drive us to do the things that we want in life. He is, in my eyes, a successful person because he lives and practices gratitude first. And you can feel that his passion comes from a deep appreciation of his position. And it's something that was built in time, in my opinion. Appreciating firstly just the small things, the simple things, like he shared at one point, the two Star Wars figures, the fact that he's an immigrant, and that he's lucky enough to be in the best place to use his qualities and to make a difference. He is well aware of how lucky he is, and it seems that he was since the beginning, and that led to him seeing opportunities that other people missed. And one of his gratitude habits that I think is very powerful, it's not that easy to do, But if you're able to do it, it makes a lot of sense. Is visualizing in the morning how life would be without his loved ones, if they would disappear. It's actually a little bit harsher than that, but let's just keep it this way. And the idea behind it is the fact that he doesn't want to take them for granted. And by visualizing this, it helps him be really grateful for the simple fact that they are still there.
If I wake up and everybody in my family is alive, I'm so fucking fired up. I don't watch shit. I don't listen to shit. I'm so grateful.
So this wraps up our episode about Gary Vaynerchuk. Thank you so much for listening. Please hit the follow button right now to get more of these nuggets of wisdom. This has been George Mbenta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local DC Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.